Ready for sunshine culture and new stories? Sun Express Airlines takes you nonstop from London Stansted to Turkey. From the Turkish Riviera's turquoise coast to the heart of Anatolia, your next getaway awaits in Antalya, Izmir, Cappadocia, Adana, or Gaziantep. Book now from just £59.99 and let Turkiye welcome you.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I know Katie's getting ready to have some fun this weekend because you're hitting the road, aren't you?
I am. I'm going to get on a plane, yeah. And I just came across the top dirty parts of airport travel.
Wait, hold up.
Isn't that funny when you're like about to go on a trip and the internet gives you everything you don't want to see? Like, here, read this.
The dirtiest parts of an airplane. So there's only four?
They kind of
400?
They did a study of five different airports, and these were just the top four. So there's lots of dirty places when it comes to airport travel.
So this is airport, not the plane.
This is the plane.
This is the plane.
There was a whole other thing about airports in general, and one of the dirtiest place there, I just want to point that out, was the water bottle filling station. You don't think of that, but they say that so many people go up there
They're touching it.
And they don't clean it enough as you would think they would, so it is the dirtiest place in the airport.
Well, that's disgusting.
I know.
That makes me feel very unsettled.
As far as like on the plane,
Hold on, let me guess. The tray in front of you.
Okay.
It's got to be.
Yes. So the dirtiest place, jumping all the way to the front.
Yes, that is the dirtiest place.
The tray table. And they say, yeah, it's because that's what you touch. I mean, you put things on there like your phone that you're then going to put on your face. And
kids are laying on that thing.
Yes, they highly encourage you. And I know a lot of flight attendants, I have friends who tell me the very first thing you need to do on a plane is wipe down that tray. Just make sure you do it with a wipe so you know it's taken care of.
I saw a kid licking that tray once when we were on the plane. That kid is going to have an epic immune system.
Absolutely. But I've seen people put their feet up on it.
Yep.
I've seen just flat like food sitting on it with nothing underneath.
So
it is very, very gross. But some of the other things you might not think of coming in at number four was the seatbelt buckle.
Sure.
Because again,
think of the thousands of people that have touched it.
Not cleaning it like you would. Like, that's just something where it's
sweaty in that area.
Exactly. Like, so number four was the seatbelt buckle. Number three, the only one that was actually in the restroom was the toilet flush button.
Yeah,
so,
I've never used an airplane bathroom.
So I would imagine. There's the button that you push that
to do it with your knuckle.
Everything goes
sucks and everything
you do
in
with your foot. That's what I bring my foot up there.
I saw a kid licking that button once.
Exactly. The immune system of that kid. And then number two, this is the one that surprised me the most. I think was that little air vent thing above you.
Oh my god! You don't even think about that.
You don't even think
Everyone's always fiddling with that little thing.
Exactly.
That never works properly.
And, yeah, multiple times. Right? Like I don't touch that thing just once. It's like four or five times throughout my flight that I'll be messing with that thing. So I just, it's not like it's going to deter me from using these things, but I think, the hand sanitizer and bringing on wipes yourself so that you can wipe these down.
You're going to be on one today.
I know.
So do you bring your little handy wipes?
I do. And I just want to give a shout out to Josh for giving me some really high end hand sanitizer that I can use, and it's spray.
I love it. You know what you can use that on?
What?
That little kid who's licking everything. Spray it on his tongue if you see him today, all right?
Take this, little tray licker.
Ow! It's time for PMI, you guys. It's a positive, a minus, and something a little bit interesting to start your day. Katie had the P today?
I can have the P.
Wait,
it's
fine.
Or did Josh have the P?
I think I had the I, but did you want to go for the P?
Yeah, I got the P today.
I had that P.
Josh. I don't know if I have an I. All right, well, a new study just came out of 2,000 moms saying that most of them still think that their families would absolutely crash and burn without their daily management. The moms identify strongly as still as the cleaner, the chef of the family, the guidance counselor, the event planner, and even the chauffeur. And so, yes, they're doing multiple things throughout the entire day, throughout the weeks, the months, and years. And yet only around 30% of them see themselves as like the CEOs of the family, if you will. I know for a fact my family of five kids all growing up would have crashed and burned without my family. I mean, do you feel the same way, Katie?
Without your mom?
Yeah, absolutely. Without our moms?
Yeah, like
our moms
run
were everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, moms.
Absolutely.
Run stuff.
Everything. And then they still say that about 50 of them are still saying, we're not getting enough sleep no matter how old our kids are.
That's...
Do you agree with that? Do you still worry about baby Nana?
Oh, I worry about her every day. I have her location. I check
my mom,
it constantly.
Yeah, my mom is still saying that she still lacks sleep. And I'm like, I haven't lived at home in years. That Why are you worrying about me?
Well, she knows what you're doing.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I know when moms, like, wake up and they think about their kids, they want to know that they're safe and tucked in bed and just, like, they're living their best lives. So when you're not at home, they can't go wander down the hallway and look in your room, right?
True.
So that's the way I look at it.
We love our moms.
Very big positive.
Oh, we love mama.
Katie, what's the minus?
No, I have the interesting, don't
I?
You're
right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Okay.
I'm all messed up today.
It's okay. It's all good.
You know what I blame?
What
the menopause.
We'll take it. Well, stupid menopause. Come on now.
You know what part of the problem is I'm still thinking about sniffing Ella Langley's hair. And wondering if it'll smell like strawberries or horses.
Well, that might be a minus for Ella Langley.
Here's the minus. Former Chick-fil-A worker, Keyshawn Jones, facing felony charges. Get this, after he allegedly stole over $80,000 from a Chick-fil-A through fraudulent mac and cheese transactions.
What?
What? I'd rather have the mac and cheese.
Yes. 100%.
Anyway, they say that he was fired, but yet he got back into the restaurant, and he went to the registered and processed approximately 800 large mac and cheese tray purchases, then issued refunds directly back to his personal credit cards. There's surveillance footage that captured him conducting the transactions in rapid succession, is what they're saying behind the counter. He had to do this like 800 times. Anyway, they tracked him down. They arrested him, now facing charges for property theft, money laundering, evading arrest, and not getting Chick-fil-A mac and cheese.
Right?
What a tool bag.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Okay, there's your minus. What's the interesting?
Mac and cheese crime. This is very interesting for folks named Mike, Michael, Mikey, Miguel, Michaela, Michelle, any of those variants. If that is your name and you can prove so on your ID, you're going to get a free sub from Firehouse Subs.
What?
Isn't that neat? So on May 6th, they're going to do this.
I think it'd be Jersey Mike's.
It is a free, I know, right? You would think, yeah. But it's going to be a medium steak and cheese melt and available at participating locations. But they were just talking about how they were like, you know, the mics are getting their moment, but the sub is for everybody. But they do want to hook it up for the mics in the area. So again, any variation of Mike on May 6th, you can get a free
Mike
sub
Wazowski
from Firehouse Subs. So pretty funny. And here's why. Why Mike, you ask? The company's president is named Mike Hancock.
Hey, good guy.
Yeah, so they said that it's also a competitor, a jab at their competitor, Jersey Mike.
There
so,
it is.
Yeah, there is a little tie into that there, but definitely interesting. And if your name's Mike, get you a free sub on May 6th.
There you go.
Yum, 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 yum.
Ready for sunshine culture and new stories? Sun Express Airlines takes you nonstop from London Stansted to Turkey. From the Turkish Riviera's turquoise coast to the heart of Anatolia, your next getaway awaits in Antalya, Izmir, Cappadocia, Adana, or Gaziantep. Book now from just £59.99 and let Turkiye welcome you.